This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
They're making trillions of dollars off your sickness and disease and suffering, and it's all because that's the model in Washington. It's about who pays for sickness and disease, not about figuring out how to make the population healthy.
The Health Ranger Report.
You want to figure out how to make the population healthy, you ask a guy like me to come in and design a system. And believe me, I would put drug companies out of business.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
You know, I am going to take some time here and give some special recognition to an individual who truly deserves to be celebrated for standing up for the African Americans on this issue of vaccines and vaccine mandates and mercury in vaccines. And that is Tony Muhammad. I hope I'm referring to him correctly as Reverend, or perhaps it's Minister. I apologize if I don't have the right terminology, but Tony Muhammad is joining Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and many others for the rally in Washington, D.C. on March 30th. And Tony Muhammad, of course, is a member of the Nation of Islam, and so he works with Louis Farrakhan. And I know that I'm going to be blasted for daring to even say anything nice about this man, Tony Muhammad, no matter how deserving he is of recognition for having the courage to take a stand for fundamental human dignity in opposing this vaccine violence against Black children, which is the latest insult in a long history of Black people in America being used and abused and exploited by the medical propagandists and the medical corporations and the medical experimentation systems from Tuskegee and many others, using Black prisoners and using Black soldiers and Black citizens and now Black babies as their medical experiments for the vaccine industry. You know, Tony Muhammad is standing up and saying what needs to be said, and he's saying it with an authentic voice that represents the people who share his belief or who share his culture who share his, frankly, just his humanity, his determination. And you know, I know there's a lot of conservatives out there who just rail against Louis Farrakhan and some of the things that Louis Farrakhan said. And I don't know the man. And this isn't even about Louis Farrakhan. This is about Tony Muhammad. And I don't know everything about Tony Muhammad. And of course, none of us ever endorse everything that another human being says. But when Tony Muhammad talks about vaccines and the damage to these young Black children, he is speaking the truth. And I acknowledge that. Even though I'm not a member of the Nation of Islam, and I'm not obviously African American, well, at least not evidently so, even though I have talked about how we all have a common African ancestry. So in a greater sense, in a scientific sense even, we are all brothers and sisters. We really are. We have a common human origin. We're all from Africa. You know, but I mean in a more short-term point of view, no one would look at me and say I'm African American. I'm more Indian, Native American, Indian actually, than anything else. But nevertheless, Tony Muhammad, he stands up, he tells the truth, and he does so at great risk, because there is no topic that will get you more rapidly condemned today than to stand up and tell the truth about how the vaccine industry is exploiting children and damaging children, and specifically targeting Black children, not just Black children in America, by the way, but Black children in Africa. Where do you think the vaccine companies go to run the experiments that they need to run today? Did you know that the government of Nigeria issued arrest warrants for the CEOs of Pfizer, because Pfizer was caught using Nigerian children in their vaccine medical experiments, and some of those children died. Did you know that? No, you probably didn't, because the lying mainstream media never told you that truth. But we've reported it at naturalnews.com. We've reported it. And we've reported the whole history of medical experimentation, not just Tuskegee, but other, a whole history of experiments. I mean, seems like it's over 100 of them that we've documented on Natural News. Just go to naturalnews.com, search for the history of medical experimentation. You're going to find that throughout that history, the United States government, the NIH, the vaccine industry, and the pharmaceutical industry, and the Pentagon, by the way, they have routinely and systematically targeted Black men and women and children. Throughout our history, they have used and exploited Black bodies for their medical experiments, and they have done so with the most cruel and sinister of intentions. They, in their own minds, they condemned Black people as being what they saw as an underclass, and thus, in their minds, valueless human beings that they could use as lab rats. That's the way that the vaccine industry has treated Black people throughout the history of our country. You know, and you could talk about, you know, the history of actual physical slavery, the plantation slave days, and how Black people were physically confined and put in chains, literally, and denied their freedom. And yet that era, thankfully, ended. It came to an end. Yet the medical enslavement of African Americans in this country continues to this day. That medical slavery has never ended. It continues to this day. It continues with the cover-ups inside the CDC, where Dr. William Thompson has gone on the record saying that he took part in a cover-up, a science fraud cover-up, to hide the evidence where the CDC knew that vaccines had an increased risk of autism for young African American babies. And they hid those data. They concealed that from the public because, in their minds, it didn't matter to them that more Black babies were harmed. Just like it didn't matter to the NIH, just like it didn't matter to the federal government, you know, even the Guatemala prisoner experiments that were funded by the United States government to test them for medicine, you know, not just Tuskegee, but so much else that has gone on with soldiers and prisoners and just underclass civilians and the poor who have been targeted decade after decade in this country. You know, my God, when I look at the frustration of the Black community in America in so many ways, I get it. It makes sense to me because, and not even just about the economic issues or the political issues. You know, I see people marching around for politics and want to vote for Clinton versus Trump. You know, look, the truth is that this medical suppression of Black people in America continues under every president, under every political party, under every regime. I mean, maybe Donald Trump might be the one to help put a stop to some of this. I guess we'll have to see and find out. We're certainly trying to pressure him to pull mercury out of vaccines and to disclose the truth and get Dr. William Thompson to testify under oath to tell his true story about what he did inside the CDC. Maybe even President Trump could go after the criminal corruption inside the CDC and the vaccine industry, perhaps. But the truth is that this has gone on for so long and it has been so devastating to the African-American community in this country that I understand the frustration of these people. And that is why when Tony Muhammad stands up, speaks the truth on this issue, I genuinely feel a sense of incredible resonance. And I hear his humanity and I hear him speaking for the dignity of fellow human beings, regardless of their color. And I wonder, this is the big question I have, I wonder why aren't more white priests standing up? Why aren't more Christian priests standing up and saying, the things that Tony Muhammad is saying under the Nation of Islam. Isn't that fascinating? Where are the Catholic priests? Where are the Christian priests? Where? How come the Catholic Church won't oppose the aborted human fetal tissue that's used in vaccines that are injected into children? We literally have a medical system today that aborts babies, most of whom are black, by the way, harvest their tissue, their lung tissue and other tissues. This is listed right in the ingredients on vaccines. These tissues are blended up, they're homogenized, they're filtered and purified, they're re-injected into the bodies of other children. This is listed in the vaccine ingredients by the CDC. I've covered it on naturalnews.com. Look at the MRC5 cell lines. Look at the WI38 cell lines. These are harvested from aborted human fetal tissue. The chickenpox vaccine uses lung tissue harvested from aborted babies. Again, most of whom are black. We live in a society where they're literally chopping up aborted black babies and grinding them up and injecting them into other black babies. I mean, it's bizarre. Where's the Vatican on this issue? Where's the Catholic Church speaking out against this practice, this almost a medical cannibalism and inhumane kind of recycling human babies as tissue that is added to other toxic ingredients and then injected into other children, making some of them autistic? What kind of sick, weird, I mean, it's beyond sick. It's criminal. It's psychotic. It's demonic, this medical system today. Where are the white priests, frankly? Where are the Christian priests speaking out against this? There's nowhere to be found. I mean, maybe there are some I'm not aware of. But by and large, the churches say nothing about this, even though I'm pretty sure the Bible teaches that your body is your temple and you're supposed to take care of your temple and not infest your body with the filth of other DNA and unclean sources. I mean, I can't quote scripture for you, but I think I understand some basic tenets of what the Bible says. And where are the Christian priests standing up and speaking out against this practice of grinding up dead aborted baby tissue and injecting it into other babies along with toxic heavy metals like mercury? And then, you know, I look up from this and there's Tony Muhammad. The man speaking the truth. Undeniable. Doesn't matter what his religion is. Doesn't matter what affiliations he has with whom. Doesn't matter what his skin color is. Doesn't matter what his background is. Doesn't matter what else he said or did anywhere in his life. When he stands up and he talks about this vaccine abuse of young black babies in America, the man speaks the truth. And he deserves recognition for it. And that's why I'm stating this today, to add power to his words with my confirmation of the truth that he is speaking. So I add my power to your words, Tony Muhammad. You are a man who is speaking the truth. You are doing so at great cost, at great risk. You are demonstrating great courage. You are attempting to defend human dignity, to protect your people, to protect your beliefs, to protect the divinity of life that's been granted to each and every one of us by God Himself. And you are standing there and you are defending that. And I admire you for doing that. And it saddens me that there aren't more people from different faiths who are willing to stand up and do the simple act that Tony Muhammad is doing, which is to simply utter words of truth in the face of a great wall of lies and deceit that is the vaccine industry. So, Tony Muhammad, I honor your words in fighting to protect life against this evil, sinister, destructive vaccine industry that is just the latest example of a corrupt, criminal, racist medical system that has long preyed upon the suffering, the death, the injury of your African-American brothers and sisters throughout the history of this country. I acknowledge that. And I join you in this fight. I join you in this fight, brother. We are all God's creatures. We are all here trying to protect life. We are all trying to prevent human suffering. We are all trying to expose the truth about this so that our children, no matter what their color, no matter what their religion, they may all be safe from this insidious, demonic, deceptive vaccine industry that causes so much harm and suffering that it's beyond criminal. It is a spiritual evil that has been unleashed upon us all by this industry, and it must be stopped. And it's going to start with words. Words from people like Tony Muhammad, but it's going to go from words to action, to rebellion, to revolt, to demands for changes, whatever action is required to make those changes throughout our society, to expose the truth, to punish the guilty, to protect the innocent. Those changes must be made, and this is how it begins, by speaking the truth, letting the power of our words resonate across all of us who are members of humanity, regardless of our skin color, regardless of our religious affiliation or sexual orientation or a nation of origin, or even our scientific beliefs. In all of science, in all of religion, in all of humanity, harming innocent children is wrong, and it must be stopped. And it is through the actions of people like Tony Muhammad, and hopefully I'm contributing in some way as well, that we will stop that harm and finally protect the innocent little ones from this industry of death and destruction that is the vaccine industry. So spread the word. Speak the truth. Stand with courage. Denounce evil. This is how we win. This is how we protect the innocent. Thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can read my website at naturalnews.com.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.